Okay, Jason, thank you. Take it away.
All right, thank you, Lawrence, for letting me share tonight. And thank you, Father God, and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome and God bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Saturday just gone. Myself, Lawrence, and Amy came back to Lawrence's house after fellowshipping over breakfast. Afternoon breakfast. Still, this is the believer's breakfast, so it counts. And we decided to watch a few things on videos, believers' sharings. And out of everything that was shared, something God has shown me is we can go all our lives loving God, believing God, doing the things of God. But we can be getting lulled to sleep in things like debts or fear or something somewhere down the line may not be clicking for us, and it could be hindering us from fully stepping in to what God has in store for us. Not just in regards of speaking the word of God. Anyone can speak the word of God. Anyone can pray for people. Anyone can command healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Any born-again believer can do this. It becomes like ABC. It is that simple because we've got Christ within us. And it is great to do those things because we are told to. But there's more. There's so much more to living with God and Jesus Christ. And I have a relationship with them. I've had a relationship with them for a long, long time now. And I am blessed and I am privileged and I am thankful for that. I don't use that to bolster myself. I don't want a pedestal because Jesus Christ is on that. And that's where he should be. Not me, not anybody else. And what came up amongst these videos was the subject of stewardship, which Lawrence has been teaching on recently anyway. And a guy, to be honest, to be truthful, I still can't remember his name. I'd never seen him, never heard of him before, but he kind of recorded how he was with his son and how he taught his son from when he was really young how to steward his finances. He took five jars, he labelled the five jars, he said you put $1 in this one, $1 in this one, $2 or $3, $5, or whatever it was. So you got your tithe, you got your offerings, you've got your
savings, investments,
savings, investments, and spending money. Very simple. It was so simple, man. Anyone can grasp it. This was a child, and he grasped it. By the time he was in his early 20s, I think, he bought his own house outright with cash, fully paid for. No mortgage, no debt whatsoever. And I thought, that's amazing. That is amazing. All this time I've been asking God, what percentage out of my income do you want me to give to you? To the minister. To the minister, because the minister should be taken care of. Okay, so. And like Lawrence has been saying recently as well, a lot of people understand the principle of giving, but they don't necessarily fully grasp the receiving part. And I've grasped it in the past, but not fully. And I know I haven't. But never before until I saw this on that weekend, on that Saturday. It was so simple. It was so plain and simple. And I went on my way home not really thinking about it, but it came to mind three times that day. And I thought, right, I've got jars. I know I've got jars. For some reason, I've been saving empty jars for a long time. I didn't know why. So I got the jars out. And I went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm now up to 7 or 8 jars, okay? And I'm using a box because I need another jar just for the other bit. Wow. But how easy and methodical it is and how simple to do. And I understand that when you give to God, you should be faithful at it. Faithful doesn't mean I've done it once or twice, that's it, where's my blessings? Faithful is you consistently do it, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, your whole life. I don't care And anybody can throw an excuse at me. I heard it all, seen it all. Doesn't matter to me. God is first. And that's it. In my life, he is first. My finances go to him first. Everything belongs to him. All I'm doing is I'm receiving from him and saying, thank you. What do you want me to give you back that belongs to you anyway? So, you know what I'm saying? It really is. It's crazy. But he, God created the system of giving that it works that way. But since that day, now we're only on Thursday this week. From Saturday to Thursday. I don't know. I've had a great excitement that I haven't had for a long time. I can't wait to do my day's work, to go home, to get into those jars. To separate it out into those jars. I can't wait to do it. Where's this excitement come from for this? I don't know, but it's there. And I feel like a crazy man. Now, one thing that's happened this week is I was receiving a lot of notes. So because I'm a window cleaner, a window washer, I've got a window washing ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And many wonderful open doors I get. Now, I've never really had a full handle on my finances. I've been trying to get that. I write everything out, and sometimes it all falls apart in the middle. But then other times it comes together really simple. So I know how to abase and how to abound, so I guess there's a positive side to this. And there's great learning. I've learned so much by learning the hard way and the easy way. But since doing this that day, and doing it heartily as to God, because this is yours, Lord, and this is yours, right. If I put that in there, that in there, that in there, that... Woo! Hey, my finances are flowing a lot easier and a lot better. Not only that, but as I'm being paid as I'm going along through my day, I'm looking to bring back as much as I can. I'm believing God, like Amy shared earlier. Was it Amy or Becky? Faith in my job that God's going to just provide for me. Yeah, Amy shared it earlier. She's spot on. I'm believing God to bring in the maximum amount that day. Not for me, but to see how much I can put into the ministry. I'm a part of the ministry. I'm not just coming to fellowship. I'm a part of the ministry. And I'm a part of the body of Christ. What am I doing? What am I thinking about if I think I can use that for myself? Not only God's part, but my part. Sure, it's to meet my needs, but Lord, show me how to do this. And it is about stewardship. No wonder Moses was so blessed. He was faithful in every detail of stewardship. And very meek. Listened to what God told him to do all the time. And if he had a question, he asked it. So, I'm receiving a lot of notes. Okay? Notes. You know, £10 notes, £5 notes, whatever. And I'm thinking, my electric meter's running low and it takes pound coins. So I've not got very many pound coins there. I've got about two or three. And I'm thinking I need some pound coins coming in pretty fast. And I didn't pray it. I didn't pray for it. I want to read this verse out before I continue. Now, God is addressing Israel. Through the prophet Isaiah, the man of God, Isaiah, he said to him, say this to them. So he was, you know, God's teaching his people Israel, these are the things I want you doing. Anyway, he comes to this point of saying, and it will come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. That's the Living Translation, actually. Version of the Bible. In the King James it says a similar thing. So, in other words, something's in your heart, God's already heard you. But are you doing what he wants you doing? If you're not, you might miss the blessing. But I was doing exactly, detail for detail. The next day, I had about £38 come in pound coins. My meter takes £14 to fill up, and it lasts me maybe a week or two. During the winter months, I'm using more heating, so you know I use more and more frequently. Yes, it was yesterday. I needed the pound coins, and about £38 came in. £38 came in, and another load came in today, as well. So, when God says he's the God of abundance, he really is. He pours it on for his people that are meek and humble, obeying what he's telling them, through the ministers. If you're defying what your minister is speaking to you, don't be surprised when you start lacking in areas. One area or another, maybe all the areas of your life. But when you get detail for detail for detail for detail for detail, exactly what you've been told to do, instructed on, without questioning it because you think you know better, then you watch what God does in your life. You watch. He's going to go to work. It's not that God wasn't already going to work, it's that you weren't allowing him. You weren't allowing the blessings to flow through. There are so many blessings you can catch. That you know you're riding on a white horse on top of some mountain somewhere. You're untouchable. You're unstoppable. You can see the enemy under your feet. Basically. Instead of feeling it, you see it. And so this is the area I've been focusing on more than any other area right now. I'm not looking for the open doors, because I believe God's going to open them for me. He's going to bring the people to me. I've done so, and I have. It's great to have the experience of going out there and just saying, Father, come on, show me, who can I speak to today? And we should have that heart to do that anyway. And the preaching is great. It really is great, because people need to hear the truth spoken to them anyway. But it needs to be done with love as well. And it needs to be done with the Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ. So other than that, we go about our business. We do our job. We do what we're supposed to be doing, what God's called us to do, as Amy shared earlier. That Lawrence was saying recently, that we heard taught by somebody as well, that your calling is your calling. If you're not walking in your calling fully, to every detail, you're going to miss blessings. You are going to, because God is not a man that he should lie. And you know, he wants us to catch every detail so that we can catch every blessing. Look at the heart of God. So I'll still be ministering healing this week as well. a lady with a kidney infection yesterday. And I know she believes. She goes to a church, but she'd never heard of the way we minister healing before. She said the pain was worse than giving birth with this kidney, and she still had the pain when she was stood at the door. I could see it in her face. I said, "Well, let me pray for you then." She said, "Okay." And she's from Africa somewhere, but she's living in Bristol with her. She's got daughters and a grandson or something. So I did, and the pain left her. And it's not me. It's not me. I said to her, "Look, Peter said, you know, why are you looking at me like I did some great thing?" If Peter can say that, he's the top apostle, right? So, but it's just great, because the doors will still open at the right times when they're supposed to. I think before, you know, I used to break my day's work up because I'd be, "Oh, let me pray for you," with people. But now I'm shutting down, because I got to stay focused. Like was said tonight by both Becky and Amy, I think you really got to keep your focus on God 100%. Anything's a distraction to you, you gotta ask God for a way around it. Basically, else you walk blind. Well, maybe eyes open into it. But it's this week's been quite phenomenal. Really, quite phenomenal. Different signs, different miracles, different wonders happening. We're trusting God, right?
Amen.
We're trusting God. And I have some debts. But it's funny, because I've got a little debt pot now. I never had that before. And I got this little... one of my jars is for debts. and I'm putting this much in every day. And I've been putting that much, I've been sticking to it faithfully. It's just crazy. I can see where God's taken us. He really is taking us into prosperity, His prosperity. It's not the prosperity we're used to going out and getting for ourselves. It's the prosperity He wants to bring to us. Because it's far, far better than any other. And it's to be blessed so that we can be a blessing. And that's basically what's on my heart to share right now. So I hope this has blessed you. God bless you.